Isn't this a beautiful day that the Lord has given us to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, it's gorgeous, isn't it? You know, Easter is the highlight of all Christianity. It's a day that we as Christians set aside to remember and rejoice in Jesus Christ, what He did 2,000 years ago when He came forth out of the tomb and came forth from the grave, amen, in resurrection power. And so this morning, I want us to just celebrate and just to thank God for the power that changes lives. Amen. That act 2,000 years ago was the greatest act of love that God had ever demonstrated toward this old world of mankind when He brought Jesus Christ out of the tomb. Can you say amen? This story is the only story in history that has the power to take sinners and turn them into saints. Can you say a good amen? It's the only story that is able to take people who have no hope and give them hope and fill them with hope. Hallelujah. You see, we've come this morning to celebrate because Jesus, amen, what we know about Him is true. That He's no longer in a grave somewhere, no longer is He there, but He was risen on that third day, and we're here today to worship and to celebrate that. Hallelujah. Because we have experienced that life-changing message, amen, that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Hallelujah. You know, we know that He died on an old rugged cross. We know that He suffered and bled and died, amen. We know they put Him in a tomb. But thank God on the third day, hallelujah, the Bible says that God's Spirit came upon Him and He rose from the dead, completely whole, hallelujah, death over death, hell, and the grave, hallelujah. You know, somebody ought to praise God this morning over that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may say, how do you know that He lives? I like that old song. I know because He lives within my heart. Does He live in your heart this morning? Hallelujah. You know that the world doesn't get that and they don't understand what all the fuss is about Easter. How many know what I'm talking about? That's why the world is so miserable. She's pretty miserable too right now. Oh, praise God. But that's why the world is so miserable, because they don't understand what you and I have in our lives. They don't understand the person of Jesus Christ and what God has done in our lives as we come. That's why the world drinks all they can drink. How many realize that? They do all the things that they can do. Why? Because they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the peace. They don't know the power of resurrection in their lives. So they live the way they live because they really don't know where they came from and they don't know where they're going. And so as a result, they live for themselves because they have nothing else to live for. So why not just eat, drink, and be merry? Because there's nothing here and there's nothing to come. And we're just going to live life to ourselves. You see, that's the philosophy that was creeping into the church at Corinth. The church at Corinth, they loved knowledge. They thought themselves. But they begin to realize, they begin to think, well, maybe this is not true. None of this is true. Then maybe this is all there is. This life that we have is all there is. But I'm telling you right now, God has something greater in store for us. Amen. This is not all that there is. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we'll begin reading in verse 17. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. And it says, "And if Christ be not risen, your faith is in vain, and ye are yet in your sins." Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the next few moments, oh God, that You would cause something supernatural to take place in this congregation. I pray, Father, Lord, that You would move upon, Lord, my life today, over my voice today, Lord, that I would speak, Father, Lord, as I'm speaking, Father, Your words, Lord, to this congregation. And I pray, God, that You would turn that switch on in our hearts, Lord, that we would hear, not with our ears, but, Father, that we'd hear with our heart, O God, Lord, what thus saith the Lord today. And, Father, that it will have an effect on our lives, O Lord, that it will change us. That when we leave this place today, O God, not only will we just leave celebrating, O God, the risen Lord and Savior, Your Son, Jesus Christ, but, Father, we'll leave this place, Father, changed and transformed by the power of Your Word today. And we give You praise in the name of Jesus, we ask You. Amen. You see, the church at Corinth loved knowledge. They touted themselves as being a intellectual church, a smart church, if you would say. They loved to speculate about things. So this philosophy began to creep into the church that people are only here for a short while, and when you're dead, and it's all over, and there's no resurrection of the dead. How many realize that's a philosophical philosophy, and it covered the whole Greek world at that time, and now it was finding its way within the church. How many realize that Satan does that? The things of this world tries to find its way. It tries to find an opening into the church. We've seen it in the last decade. We look at church and we're just totally appalled at some things that we see in the house of the Lord these days that we would have never seen 20 years ago. How many know what I'm talking about today? So Paul is laying this thoughtful foundation here to disprove the idea that we're only here for a small time, that when you're dead and there's nothing left after that. That was slipping into the church. And Paul says here, if that is true and there's no eternity and there is no resurrection, then what we ought to do is we ought to just live it up. How many know what I'm talking about today? If it's not true, if there is no eternity, and if this is all there is, we ought to get everything we ought to get out of today, and because tomorrow we're dead. I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't know there was an eternity tomorrow, you think I'd be in church this morning? Probably not. If this was all there was, is what we're living here in this life right now, I probably would not be in church. You know why? Because I would think, what's the use? I would be living for myself. But you see, the difference is I know that there's something more. Amen? I know that there is an eternity. I know that there is a resurrection from the dead. I know that God one day is going to have the archangel blow that trumpet. Amen? And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we which remain are going to rise up to meet the Lord together there. That's why I'm in the house of the Lord today. Why? Because Jesus Christ has reached down in His life and touched this heart of mine and changed me from who I was to what He wants me to be. And now I have a hope. Hallelujah. You see, ever since Jesus left this world, the church, and when the church began, the devil has tried to sneak in and put this dark cloud of doubt and unbelief into God's children. We're still asking some of the same questions that they asked back then, and that is this: what is life all about? Why are we here? Where are we going? What are we going to do? Let me tell you what we're going to do. Can I tell you what we're going to do? We're all going to die. Do you know that? You say, Pastor Rick, this is Easter. We're supposed to be talking resurrection. But the fact of the matter is, every one of us are going to die. Unless Jesus comes back first, we're all going to die. You know, I was thinking the other day, I just had a birthday last week. And I thought to myself, man, you're getting old, Rick. And I looked at my kids. I talked to them on the phone the other day. We FaceTime and I'm looking at them. And I'm thinking, where has the time gone? Where has the time gone? It seemed just like yesterday Jackie and I were changing diapers and warming bottles. And well, Jackie was changing diapers. I was warming bottles. How many know what I mean? But I looked at my children and they've grown up. And now they have children of their own. And I'm looking at them and thinking, where did the time go? Where did the time go? And it hit me like a rock. It's like, dude, you're getting old. You're going to die. I hope it's not tomorrow, but you know what I'm talking about. I thought, I'm going to die unless the Lord tarries. You see, I can't believe that I'm as old as I am. Now, to my children, I'm just an old geezer. You know what I'm saying? Now, to some of you, I'm just a young whippersnapper. Amen. But to a lot of people, I'm just an old geezer. But every one of us here today, hear my voice today, we are closer to the grave today than we were yesterday. And if you think about it, you know what? You can begin to panic. And if we forget about the resurrection, or if we don't believe in the resurrection, then we'll live the rest of our life afraid about what, how much time we have left and how little it is. You see, the whole purpose of the resurrection this morning is to get you and I out of the valley of the shadow of death and get you and I into the blessings and goodness of God. Can you say amen? For you and I are to live our life to the fullest, getting ready to meet Jesus when He calls us home. That's the power of the Easter story this morning. If you and I will listen to Satan, he will tell you, live for yourself. He'll tell you, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow you die. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so live it up yourself today. You see, the devil has always come in and always have tried to tempt you and I to live for ourselves, to heap upon ourselves the things that we want to do. How many know that to be true? Did you know that the world looks in the mirror and you know they begin to see those wrinkled lines around their eyes? They begin to see that hair thinning out. They begin to watch that waistline pop out. We won't talk about that. Amen. And they notice they're not quite as fast as they used to be. And they say, you know, I'm not going to let this happen to me. I'm not going to grow old. I'm not going to die. How many know what I mean? Amen. So you know what we do? We start jogging. Have you ever seen those people jog? Man, I tell you, they have a look on their face that looks like sheer agony. You know what I'm talking about? And they run up to a red light and they stop and they're huffing and they're puffing and they're wheezing and they think, I'm not going to let this happen to me. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. Or you know what we do? We go on a new diet. Amen. Jackie and I have been on a perpetual diet for 2 years. Hallelujah. And we're going to drop those few pounds and we're going to live forever. Amen. We're going to put everything beside that's killing us, everything we eat. You know, what you eat ought not to kill you, had it. You know what? I'd be a vegetarian if it wasn't for bacon. Amen? That's the only thing that keeps me from being a vegetarian. Or you know what we'll do? We'll order that new exercise machine that we've seen on TV. And we're going to look just like that model that's modeling that exercise equipment. How many know what I mean? But you know the problem is, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You're never going to look like that model. Just not going to happen. If you didn't look like that before you began, trust me, you're not going to look like that when you start. I'm just telling you the hard facts today. But we do things and we say, I'm going to look like that. I'm not going to let this happen to me. Because you see, the devil will slip in and say, listen, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to die. So you need to live it up. You're getting older. You're not what you used to be. So we do all of this stuff only to postpone the inevitable. The Bible tells us that it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. So every one of us here, under the sound of my voice today, one day is going to stand before God, amen? We're going to slip into eternity. We're going to die unless Jesus comes back first. And it's as though that we are focused on that, and that we're not really anticipating the process of living in this world and getting ready for the next world and expecting to see Jesus face to face. If you and I listen to what Satan says long enough, he will convince you that you don't have very much time left and you'll begin to panic. That's why the Bible tells us here in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, it says, I declare unto thy name, unto thy brethren in the midst of the church. I will sing praises unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took of the same, and through death might destroy him that has power of death, and that is the devil. You see, that is why we are here this morning. What that means is this. Jesus has destroyed the power of the devil, which is death. When Jesus hung upon that cross and he died, can I tell you something? He stripped Satan of all of his power. Amen? Hallelujah. You see, the power of the devil has been destroyed because what Jesus did on that first Easter morning. Hallelujah. Jesus popped out of that tomb, and when he came out of there, he came with him with all the authority, all of Satan's authority, all of Satan's power, and he took the key, the sting of death away. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came out of that grave. But it goes on to say there in verse 15, and delivered them unto delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Can I tell you something? The fear of death will bring you bondage into your life. What that means is this. If you truly believe the Easter message, you no longer have to live a life afraid of slipping into eternity. You don't have to live a life afraid that you're going to die. You no longer have to live afraid that you're going to lose. You no longer have to live a life afraid that something bad is going to happen to you. Now, do bad things happen to us? Yes, all the time. But can I tell you something? When Jesus Christ came out of that tomb, hallelujah, he came with all the authority, hallelujah, all the heaven's authority had. And you know what he says? Listen, when bad things come into your life, I am there with you. I'll walk through that valley of shadow of death with you, hallelujah. You don't have to long. You and I can live a life with confidence that because Jesus lives, that whatever this world throws at us, with Jesus, we can face it with him. Hallelujah. No matter what has happened to you, when you come to the end of your life, the Lord himself, listen to this, will welcome you into his open arms. Can you say hallelujah? You see, there is no way that the child of God can live a life of misery and be despondent and believe in Easter and believe in resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's no way. Whatever condition you may find yourself in this morning, you might have drug in here today with heavy burdens. Whatever news you received today that may have torn your life to pieces, let me assure you this morning that Jesus Christ will have the final say in that situation, regardless of what anybody else says. Hallelujah. And whatever you are facing today, let me tell you, it's just another opportunity for God to prove himself to you. Hallelujah. That he is not deteriorating someplace in some grave somewhere, but that he's alive this morning and that he has you on his mind. Praise God. And you are in his thoughts. That is the message of Easter this morning. And that the power to walk in that. Hallelujah. And to walk through any situation that Satan may throw at you. That's the story of Easter this morning. You know, when the doctors say we've done all we can do, and your loved one is in that intensive care unit, not expecting to live, you know what Satan does? Satan snickers. Or when you lead a family down that long, lonely road to a cemetery, you know what Satan does? Satan laughs with glee. But I need to explain something to each of you this morning. Because Jesus Christ came out of the tomb, those things are not as bad as Satan would make you think they are. Are they real? Absolutely. Does it hurt? Absolutely. But is there going to be sadness? Absolutely. There'll be pain and there'll be regret. But thank God for Easter message, amen, that says this is not over until we are safe in the arms of Jesus Christ this morning. Death has been destroyed, hallelujah, this morning, because Jesus rose from the grave. See, I don't believe that God intended his children to live a miserable life on this earth. I don't. The point and the power of Easter is this, is to take the misery out of living and put joy in every step that we take this morning. That's the abundant life that Jesus Christ came. You see, it is to take the fear out of your tomorrow. It is to take the anxiety out of today and give you a reason to live every day of your life with a smile on your face and a confidence in your heart. Hallelujah. If you look at the scriptures and you'll see the disciples after the resurrection of Jesus, you know what you see with them? No longer were they arguing with one another who was the greatest in the kingdom. No longer were they arguing about the menial things of the world. You know what they did? They went around and they began to tell people, we know that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. That was their message. Everywhere they went, they would say, we were with Jesus. We were there when He commanded the wind and the waves to stand still. We saw Him raise the dead and make the lame to walk. We saw Him open blinded eyes, and we watched Him raise men and women, hallelujah, from the dead. We saw it when the Roman soldiers came and they arrested Him in the garden. We watched as they drove the nails deep into His hands and feet. And they watched as they lifted Him high on that old rugged cross. And they watched Him as Jesus Christ died on that cross, they would say. We stood there when we heard Him cry, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We watched and they said, we saw Him when He cried out, "It is finished." And we watched Him die. That'd be a bad story if it ended there. But you know what they would end up with? They would end up with this. They would end up saying, and 3 days later, just like He said, He rose from the dead and He appeared to us. And the first thing out of His mouth today was, "Fear not." Hallelujah. So I need to hear that this morning. Jesus is saying to you this morning, do not be afraid today. Why? Because I have overcome death, hell, and the grave. And because I've overcome it. Hallelujah. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So do not be afraid. I'm telling you this morning, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. And with that simple message, these disciples, that message of resurrection power, they went and turned the world upside down. You know why? Because every fear, every doubt was gone. Was gone. Can I tell you something? Fear is a result of doubt and unbelief. Have you realized that? But see, the disciples had come to that place to where they realized Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And because He's alive, I can live this life and I don't have to be afraid. That is the same message that we have this morning. That is the message that will turn our world upside down. Can you say amen? We put a smile on our face. We walk in confidence in our heart. And with this simple message, let me tell you, we can change this world in which we live. Sinners who could care less about the four spiritual laws. I mean, you know what I mean? But you know what they want to care? They want to know, do you care about me? Can you help me? I'm in over my head and I need some help. And you know what? You can say, yes, let me tell you, I used to be just like you. I used to be shaken in fear, not knowing about what tomorrow may bring or where I'm living today. But Jesus Christ came into my life and He raised this dead old soul up out of the grave. Hallelujah. And now I have a song in my heart. Now I have a confidence in Him. I know that my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. That's what they want to know. That's when the resurrection of Jesus Christ becomes more powerful than any explanation that you could give. You can say, yes, I can help. Hallelujah. What you and I are experiencing this morning has got to be taken into this world. How many realize that? Oh, we must share with the world, those that are lost in darkness, that Jesus is not deteriorating in some tomb somewhere, but that Jesus Christ is alive. Hallelujah. He once was dead, but He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. You see, Easter is about getting up every day, filled up with the goodness of God and filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in resurrection power so those who are dead in trespasses and sin may see us and we may make them alive. Hallelujah. Through that same message that Jesus Christ gave to us. That's what the apostles did, and they turned the world upside down. Everywhere they went, sometime they were met with joy, and sometime they were met with a sword. But none of that mattered. Why? Because the fear was gone. Jesus wants you and I to go in that same resurrection power that He experienced 2,000 years ago when He came out of that tomb. Paul is dealing with these peoples who don't believe in the resurrection. They're called Sadducees. That's why they're sad, you see. I know it's a bad joke. If you pay more, you get better jokes. Just kidding. So Paul said, if the dead is not raised, then Christ is not, and Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, you are still in your sins and your faith is empty. You know, we've had a pretty good time this morning. We've had some pretty good music, some pretty good singing. It's been a pretty good program this morning, but that's all it is if Jesus Christ isn't risen from the dead. How many realize that? This is just a show. Paul said, we are miserable, most miserable people if Jesus Christ is not risen. The good news is this though, Jesus was risen from the dead. I thank God this morning because Jesus is alive. He's risen from the dead. And you know what that does? That gives me a confidence that when I breathe my last, I'm going to wake up in the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. That gives me a confidence. That gives me a fire that's shut up in my bones. Amen. Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Can I tell you something? That validates everything that this book says about Him. Amen. Hallelujah. He lives. Hallelujah. He lives. Because He lives, I don't have to worry about food on my table or clothes on my back or a roof on my head. Why? Because Jesus Christ said, I take care of my own. I take care of my own. Because He lives, I don't have to live in fear. Oh, because He has promised to take care of those that put Him first in their lives. Hallelujah. Because Jesus lives, He's responsible for you and I. Hallelujah. Oh, He's responsible for you. He will walk with me with resurrection power through the darkest valley. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about Jesus this morning. He is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. He walked upon this earth for 33 and a half years. And the Bible says He went about doing good. Hallelujah. He was killed by wicked man by hanging on an old rugged cross. He was buried. And three days later, He rose from the dead. And after that, 40 days after the resurrection, He walked and He talked and He taught His followers. And then He was taken up to glory where He sits at the right hand of the Father continually to make intercession for you and me. Now I want to stop right there because a lot of times we forget about that. We think that Jesus died and He rose again and He's gone. And now we're on our own. But let me tell you, we're not on our own. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father and He makes ever intercession for you and I. Hallelujah. He is our advocate with the Father. Oh, the devil keeps trying to bring bondage into His people, but Jesus stands up in our place. Amen. And He says, you have no authority over these people. Hallelujah. The Father has received them because of me. Yes, amen. Let me tell you something. When Satan starts accusing, you know what Jesus does? He starts excusing. He begins to excuse us because Satan has no authority over it. Because Jesus lives, I can live. That is the message. That is the Easter morning message this morning. Satan doesn't have any power over the child of God. You know why? Because a stone was rolled away, because the tomb is empty, and because Jesus is alive and well, sitting at the right hand of the Father. No matter what comes into our lives, no matter what anyone says, we say Jesus is alive. We say Jesus is alive. Jesus heals. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Can I tell you something today? I don't have to be afraid. I can live my life with confidence today, knowing that Jesus is going to take me wherever He needs to take me. And if I have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He is there with me. In fact, the psalmist says that His rod and His staff, they will comfort me. He'll even prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's how much He loves you today. Would you stand with me this morning? How many of you are glad that Jesus Christ is alive today and He lives in your heart and you're ready to live or you're ready to die? Hallelujah. You know, if you're not sure about that this morning, if you're not sure, you know, you're a miserable person, but you can be sure today. You don't have to be afraid of when death comes knocking at your door. One day death's going to come. He's going to knock on all of our doors, but we don't have to be afraid. I want you to look at me for just a moment. My mother was 91 years old when she got a blockage in her bowel. And the doctors told her without an operation that she would die. And they didn't even know if she would survive an operation. I'll never forget sitting on that hospital bed, looking my mother in the eyes and telling her what the doctor said. My mother, my brother, my sister, my father were all there and tears were streaming down our face as we told her. Our hearts were breaking. And she told us, she says, I don't want to have an operation. I'm not going to have an operation. And I said to her, I said, do you understand? Because she was getting kind of old. I want to make sure you understood. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? She looked at me and she goes, yes, I know what that means. She looked at me like, what do you think, I'm an idiot or something? I know what that means. She says, it means I'm going to die. And we're crying and we're weeping. And I'll never forget, my mother reached up to my father and she wiped a tear away from his eyes. And you know what she said? She says, don't cry to me. Don't cry for me. She says, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. You see, she had put her faith in the risen Jesus Christ. And there was no fear in her heart at all about slipping from this life into eternity, because she knew where she was going. She knew that she would live again. 7 days later, she slipped into the arms of Jesus. I preached her funeral. I thought that would be the hardest funeral I ever preached. Can I tell you this morning, that was the easiest funeral I had ever preached in my life. You know why? Because we all had hope, and she had put her faith in Christ, and we knew where she was going. Can I tell you something about knowing where you're going? It's a horrible thing to not know where you're going today. I want you to know this morning, I'm going to ask you, do you know where you're going this morning? If you're uncertain in your heart, if you're here, but you don't know about what tomorrow brings, I want you to know that Jesus holds tomorrow in the palm of His hand. He has risen from the dead so you and I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, you and I can face tomorrow. You might not know what the future holds, but I can tell you He holds the future this morning. Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? Hallelujah. The music just plays softly. See, we gathered together this morning to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because He's risen from the dead, He's taken the fear and the sting out of death. No longer do we have to worry about what may come, what may happen tomorrow. Regardless of what we're going through, we can walk in confidence this morning.